This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. A number of what I call impact thoughts came to my mind as I read and meditated on Psalm 126. When an impact thought develops in my mind as I'm reading, I usually stop to write it out. This provides an opportunity to reflect or meditate on the thought. Try rewriting the thought more cogently, then go back and reread the portion that prompted the thought. Always check that the thought is consistent with what God says in His Word. If it is, let it impact your life. As I read Psalm 126, the thought, "You are saved to serve," crystallized in my mind. More precisely, since it talks about being restored to Zion, you could say, "You are restored to reach out," or "blessed to be a blessing." The first four verses talk about the blessing of being restored. It's like a dream at first, hard to believe, then a dream come true. And when that grips you, there is laughter, songs of joy, and rumors spreading around of what God has done. Expectations increase. Listen to verse 4. "Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev." Verse 5 seems to summarize what's taken place. In captivity, they wept for deliverance. In restoration, they were filled with songs of joy. Verse 6 takes it one step further. "He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him." They were blessed in their deliverance. Now they've become a blessing to others. Remember the impact thought: saved to serve, restored to reach out, or blessed to be a blessing.